This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Chuck Conrad, Executive Director of the Texas Broadcast Museum.
We have a TV mobile unit here that was built in 1949. It's a Dumont Telecruiser, serial number 101, the very first one Dumont ever sold. It was used during the Kennedy assassination coverage, and in fact, the sixth floor museum in Dallas are the people who told me about it. In fact, it was used during the assassination, we know for sure, because Channel 8 gave us some videotape of it, of the J.D. Tippit funeral. Tippit was a police officer that Oswald shot while trying to get away. And it was the pool feed for ABC, NBC, and CBS. So we actually have the video from that. It's not real exciting, but it's history, though. We have an ESPN mobile unit. When ESPN first went on the air in 1978, they built three of these things. They're a truck that's 27 feet long. It's a complete TV studio, control room inside the thing. They call them 127, 227, and 327, so it would have sound like they had a lot of mobile units, but they didn't. They had three. They fairly soon on built two more 40-footers, which were a little bit less claustrophobic. But sports fans really relate to this. It actually has a lot of U.S. history. In fact, Ronald Reagan's first inauguration was televised out of that thing. So, and we have that video.
For more information about the Texas Broadcast Museum, you can go to texasbroadcastmuseum.com or .org. You can also follow the Texas Broadcast Museum on Facebook.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.